Yeah, you must have.
Okay, so let's summarize a little bit from yesterday. Right? So basically, we're dealing with the issue about when the Zman of Kriyat Shema at night begins. So the Torah says, B'shach b'cha, of Kumacha, when you go to sleep. So it's the time of sleep. So Zman Shchiva. So the question is, what is Zman Shchiva? What's the time you're going to sleep? So essentially, we have a four-way machlokas, or perhaps even a five-way. But for now, we'll do four. I have another one. But basically, four-way machlokas is the first position. Before we get to the big machlokas, I'll just say the first position, the one we did yesterday, is that it's Tesa Kacham. Okay, when three stars come out. Okay, which is night. And basically, there's a pasuk which says that they did malacha until Tesa Kacham. Okay, they did work, malacha, until Tzeis HaKhav. That's when you do malacha. You do malacha from dawn until Tzeis HaKhav, until the three stars. And therefore, that's the Zman of Zman Shchiva. Okay? So the question is, okay, fine, but how does that make it Zman Shchiva? Just because they stop working doesn't mean it's Zman Shchiva. Right, so what's the sense in saying that's Zman Shchiva? Time going to sleep. So what we said is that Shchiva is really, how do you objectify an idea of Zman Shchiva? Different people go to sleep at different times. So how do you even have a time of Shchiva? So he said is that going to sleep is really a one particular from a class of activities, which is a person's, so to speak, rest, private, personal activities. A person's life is the work, his stage where he works, or he's in the field, or he's doing work, and then the stage where he comes home and does his own stuff. So when it's light, when it's day, when it's light outside, so then he's doing his work, malacha. It's time which is all made for malacha. When it gets dark, he can't do malacha anymore. So now it's only for his personal activities. And his personal activities, there's many choices. He could go to sleep, he could eat, he could learn, he could hang out with his family, he could do a lot of different things. Now, some people are exhausted and they go right to sleep. Other people are hungry, they eat. Other people want to be with their family, they whatever. But the point is that once it's nighttime and it's dark and there's no more light, so now it puts you into the personal realm, and now the time is the time in which Shchiva takes place. Shchiva is not an activity in its own right. It's part of a larger class of a person's personal activities, and therefore, what the Tzeis HaKhav is when that time begins. So therefore, that's the Zman of Kriyat Shema. That's the Zman Shchiva. Okay, so now we're up to is the next three positions. Okay, so one position is whoever it is, someone else. Who says that goes by the time of when a poor person comes in to eat. And an ani comes in to eat later, at least the Gemara establishes later than your average folk. Okay, because presumably, I didn't see this open, but presumably because an ani works, has to work hard. And he needs the money more, and therefore he'll work in less than optimal conditions. Even when it's a little bit dark, he'll still be ready to work. And therefore, he's going to end up being a little later, so he's going to come in to eat a little later. So he says, Zman Shchiva goes by then. Goes by the Ani. Yeah. Okay, so that's one position, that you go by when the Ani eats. Right, when the Ani comes home to eat. The other position, another position is that you go by the time when Shabbos begins, which is at sunset. When the Yom begins on sunset, on Shabbos. And the other position is that you go by when normal people eat their meal on Erev Shabbos, which is not sunset, till after sunset. Presumably before Tzeis, but after sunset. Okay, that's the time when Zman Shchiva is. Okay, when people come to eat on Erev Shabbos. So, three different positions which we haven't yet explained. So the question is, what's the sense of all these different positions? They sound random. I don't know if we'll get to this. Maybe we'll get to it today. But there's another position I discovered last night, which is you went a little further than the Gemara, which is that it's a little bit before Tzeis. Samach Tzeis. Okay? A little bit before. Because it's a time when the Kohanim go in the mikvah. Not when you can eat the Truma, which is at Tzeis, when they go in the mikvah. When they go in the mikvah, it takes them a few minutes because they have to go in the mikvah before Tzeis. Okay? So it's like a tiny Samach to it. But they're supposed to go later. So it's like a little bit before. Not too much before, but a little bit before. Okay, so that's, but whatever, we'll get to that. We have to do the Gemara for that, but. You have a thought, man? So let me just direct you here a little bit. So let's look at the Ani one, right? So the Ani one apparently is saying it's later than Tzeis, right? So apparently he holds that it's not Zman Shchiva at Tzeis. It's not Zman Shchiva until the Ani, till the Ani time, till the Ani begins his meal. Right? Oh, so why not? Really, what's the Svara? Isn't what we just said good? Like, the other guy's preempting, you know, but he's just saying is, what we're claiming is Zman Shchiva, because this is a time where people go to sleep, right? And it's time when people come in from their house and they do work. It's not Zman Shchiva. Why not? Well, because Ani...
The Ani's still out there.
The Ani's still out there. Okay, good. So what? So now, right? But I'm saying that's just... Right, it seems like that's a natural way to go, you know? Right. So maybe he holds that the idea is like man works. Man's nature is he works. And the idea of, like, in order... The idea of Zman Shchiva is, like, the time which is, like... It's, like, the privation of work. It's, like, it's removed from work. It's always man's time to work. Zman Shchiva is the time which is, like, totally removed from work. Work is impossible. Work is gone. It's not the time of work. The whole definition of the Shchiva is more of like it's an absence of the absence of the Zman of Malacha. It's not like there's... The first guy is just like, there are two different times. There's a time of work and time of sleep. So you have to figure out how you define which what the times are. So you go by the universal, by the normal. Normal thing is says, and that's it. But according to this position, it's not really the time man's nature as he does malacha. And man's the malacha, but this man shchiva is like the absence. When malacha is totally removed, where it's no longer fit for malacha, so then that time, then it becomes man shchiva. Man shchiva comes about through the cessation of this man malacha. And since some people still do malacha, it indicates that malacha is still possible at this time. It's true, it's only the Aniyim who use it, but it means the time period lends itself to Malacha. Time period lends itself to Malacha because you see an Ani still works there, so apparently it's light enough that it really could be this Zman Malacha. Just people opt not to use it. But there, you can't say that it's the absence of Malacha, that it's removed from Malacha. The Zman of Shchiva it comes about based on when Malacha is negated. As opposed to the other way, the Zman Shchiva is when people generally sleep. But you know, people generally do their private activities. It's just defined as, like, is it defined positively by the time when people go home? So then you'll say, by most people. Or is it defined in the negative, where malacha is ceased, has ceased? When you talk about a cessation has to be on across the board. Otherwise, it lacks in a cessation. My point is that it's like the natural state of man is that he does his malacha, that he does work. And in order to, you had to the establishment of the Zman Shchiva comes about through an absence of malacha. It doesn't come about through the positive of people who go, you know, doing private stuff. But it comes about through an absence. And I'm saying an absence... Is not just because you have rov, you don't say there's an absence. An absence means there's an absence, means there's nothing. There's no malacha. It's removed from malacha. So therefore, it has to be when you have everybody. But if you're defining it in a positive framework based upon the people who are sleeping, so then you define that based upon the majority. Right, okay, that's a good example. Same example is like you say, you don't know the other room. A room could be light or a room could be dark. So if you have a room which is overwhelmingly dark, you know, so then you'll say it's a dark room. But even if there's a little light coming in under the crack of the door, but you'll say it's still it's a dark room. But if you want to say is there an absence of light, if dark just means the absence of light, you'll say, well, as long as there's a little bit of light coming in, you can't say there's an absence of light. So absence means absence. It means total absence. So if you say that, then it's only dark when there's a total absence. So if dark is a positive quality, then you'll say when it's overwhelmingly dark, then that's dark. So I'm saying here, is shchiva like a positive quality? So the positive quality exists when it's a majority of people are doing it. Or do you say it's an absence of malacha, because man's nature is malacha, so shchiva is the absence. So an absence is only where it's totally absent, otherwise you can't say it's the absence. Yeah. Yeah, another way, I mean... I'm a little bit confused because I have a different svara, which I think is kind of similar, but it's different. So I'll tell it to you. I mean, I hope I'm not confusing things here, but if it gets you confused, then forget it. But so it's similar. But the point is like when you say it's the Zman of Shechiva, does it go by like sociologically, the Zman of Shechiva, when people go home, go to sleep? So then that's Seis. Or do you say it goes by like the intrinsic conceptual nature of the Zman? Now, the fact that an Oni works then, you see apparently, conceptually, the Zman lends itself to Malacha. Just for accidental reasons that it's not so good, people don't want to, it's harder, so people don't do it. But the time intrinsically is really still a time for Malacha. Because you see an Oni can do Malacha. I don't know, it's hard. But okay, I think it comes down to the other question. The bottom line is it an absence? If you say it's an absence, then that you need it to be an absence, then the fact that it'll work is possible, then you can't say it's absent Malacha. But if you say that it's the Zman of Shechiva, when people go to sleep, you know, positive idea of Zman of Shechiva, who cares? I mean, people go to sleep because people go home because it's not very practical to work. So then a lot of people do that, so that should set up as Zman of Shechiva. Let's stick with the first way. Okay, so that's this position? Okay, so now our next position is, how about let's now go to the opposite extreme, to Shkia. So the Shkia guy is saying, Zman of Shechiva is, I'd say, Zuchavim? But it's earlier. It's at Shkia. Why? How does he pop it earlier?
I understand how he phrases it.
Okay, so practically the clue is Shabbos.
Yeah.
The time when Shabbos begins. Okay, so why should that be relevant? Shot, why is that relevant?
When Malacha stops on Friday.
Okay, so good, because that's when Malacha stops on Friday. So your whole thing is you're basing it on when Malacha stops. So Malacha on Friday stops at Shkia. So the question then is,
who cares?
Who cares about Friday? Who cares about Friday? There's six other days, right? Similar question to like the Ani thing, right?
Yeah.
Like a similar, like, you know? But not the answer's gonna be the same, but, right? Who cares about Friday? But that's his point. I mean, you know, right? I mean, his point is definitely, I mean, that's what he's picking. It's not an arbitrary thing. It's because it's Shabbos and because that's when the Malacha stops. You care about Malacha? Well, Friday, and Malacha stops. Yeah, I mean, Rashi says on that time, it's Mishosh Kiddushayom Barish Boson, Hainu Ben Hashmashos. Safek Yom Safek Lailo. Kiv the Safek, who Kiddushayom Safek. The time of the day that the Shabbos starts, Misafek. Because it's not necessarily night, but it's Misafek. You don't know. Once it's Shkia or whatever, then it's. It's a suffix. Maybe it's night. So therefore, it's Shabbos. Shabbos begins. The Kedusha begins. And what we're saying, the one little tiny step, that's when you have to stop working on Shabbos. Yeah, okay. So maybe he learns that Zman Shechiva doesn't mean that the definition of the time is Zman Shechiva. Okay, rather, he learns that Shechiva is a characteristic of the time. Okay, that the time is, Shechiva means like the time partakes of Shechiva, lends itself to Shechiva. Okay, not that it's defined as that. So if it's defined, the first way people are looking at it is the definition of the time is not Zman Malacha, but it's Zman Shechiva. Okay, there's two definitions, Zman Shechiva and Zman Malacha. He's saying, no, Zman Malacha, it's not a definition that it's Zman Shechiva. It could be Zman Malacha. After Shkia, it is Zman Malacha. But it's Zman Shechiva. Zman Shechiva doesn't mean that the definition of the time is Shechiva, but it means it's the Zman which partakes of Shechiva, which lends itself to Shechiva. So it has the property. It's true. It's the, in other words, the Malacha, the middle of the day, noon, it doesn't partake of Shechiva in any way. It doesn't have the characteristic of Shechiva. It doesn't lend itself to Shechiva. No one sleeps then. But the Zman, no one goes home then, no one is private then. But the time of from Shkia on has the property of Zman of Shechiva because it was a regular once a week thing. It's time when people go home, people do their work, go home, stop their work, and do their private stuff, do Shechiva activities. So therefore, the time is defined as Shechiva based on the character, has the characteristic of Shechiva. It's not the definition of the time. Like going with a light dark room example. You could say the room is like a dark room, it has the property of darkness. So once there's like shadows in the room or whatever, you could say it partakes of darkness. It's not a dark room, it's overwhelmingly light, but it has the characteristic of darkness exists in this room once there start becoming shadows and whatever, you know? It's like a shade in the room. you know, it's not dark or whatever, but it's the shadows, so it can have a property. So characteristic is sufficient to have a characteristic once the thing exists in a certain regular way, in a fixed way, albeit only in a smaller proportion. Like, as I'm saying, Shabbos is just an objective thing, that it's a time where people go to sleep. I mean, if there's no such thing as Shabbos, putting aside Shabbos, and then no one goes to sleep in the middle of the day, it's time for work. People work on the day. That's the nature of a man needs to work. If a man doesn't work, he's not going to have food. Man works. A man doesn't go to sleep, and then doesn't do his personal stuff. No one checks in before it gets dark. But Shabbos is a fixed thing that people do check in on. I mean, the Jews, but they were Jews. The mitzvahs of the Jews, and the Jews are a class of people who every single person's basically the boundary between your personal and your outside stuff shifts once a week. So therefore, that time objectively partakes of Shechiva because of that once a week. So it will take it from being, even though it's defined as a Zman of Malacha, but it will give it a property which is far into the nature of the Zman. It's like the nature of the Zman is really Zman Malacha. See, at night, the nature of the Zman is Zman Shechiva. But here, the nature of the Zman is really Zman Malacha, but it will instill it with the property of being Shechiva, of love Shechiva, based upon the regular time, the regularity to the fact that people stop their work early, stop their work early on the front Friday. It would be, so to speak, if you ask the guy, what are your hours? You know, like a from guy, what are your hours at work? So I'll say, well, I work basically 9 till 8. Normally, but on Fridays I work 9 till 4. Whatever, something like that. You know, like that's part of your hours. I mean, you can't forget about that insofar as your hours. If you negotiate in terms of your boss, I mean, your boss is going to use that as part of your hours. I mean, if every night you're expected to work till 8 o'clock and on Fridays you're leaving at 4, that's a regular thing, and that's part of your workday. Your workday goes until 8 o'clock on every day and goes till 4 o'clock on Fridays. So it's regular such that it characterizes the Zman. It could characterize your work hours based on the fact that it's a once-a-week phenomenon. So it's regular enough to, you know. But if you'll say, you wouldn't say my hours are 9 to 8, but on my birthday it's 9 to 5. Because there's a birthday, it's once a week, once a year. It's not regular. It doesn't have enough of a thing. You know, that's just a day off or whatever. You just leave early. But this is part of the regular cycle, so it's sufficient to define the time. Okay. Perhaps one more. Okay. Which is that the time where people eat their meals on Friday night. Which is after Shkia, presumably. But earlier than Seis, you think. So what's this about? Right, I mean, just to approach this, how do we approach this? What doesn't he like about saying that? I mean, it's definitely, like Matt said, it's definitely based on the other Shita, because you're getting out Shabbos. Since Shabbos, people stop working earlier. But if for some reason he doesn't like pushing it all the way to Shkia, he says you have to wait until the people eat their meal. So why? What's the sense? What's what's forcing that? Right, what's he suggesting? What's the problem with when they stop their work? That's when Shabbos begins. That's when the malacha stops. Okay, good. So Shai's saying good. I mean, this is it seems you have to say, and we have to get the other the machlokas good. But he's saying is the whole point here is he's trying to set up his man as a man of Shechiva. Saying this man has a characteristic of Shechiva. Now this is really a time of malacha, right? Intrinsically, it's a man of malacha. But you're saying because of Erev Shabbos, it gets a characteristic of Shechiva, right? But when do they begin the Shechiva on Erev Shabbos? Right, the Shechiva is like, apparently, even though the Shkia stops, but when do they actually begin their private activities? Right? They begin it at a certain time, let's say 20 minutes after. Okay, so even though the Issur Malacha kicks in, for whatever reason, there's a lag, where people aren't yet doing they're still around, they're still outside, they're still doing whatever. They're not really, because it's still light, and it's still people are still hanging out outside, they're doing whatever it is. I mean, they're not really doing the private activities yet. So since the whole thing is, you're trying to preempt the thing and say that it's really not malacha, but it's defined as shchiva because the property of shchiva. So it's true that the reason why it's man shchiva now is because Shabbos kicks in Isra Malacha, and Isra Malacha stops the malacha. That's true, and Malacha stops at that point, but the whole point is that you're trying to set up a Zman Shechiva. So in doing so, you have to wait until the Zman Shechiva is actually is actualized. And that's when the people actually start starting their meal. So what's the other side? You know, that says you actually go Bashkiah. How do you gonna answer that? But let me just say, tell me what you're saying, Sammy, but I think it means like that the reason, there's two states, there's the state of Shechiva and the Malacha, two states of man, so to speak, right? So you're saying is that on Friday nights, the Shechiva begins earlier, right? Now, but why does Shechiva begin earlier? Because the Shabbos creates the Yisr Malacha. Now, once the Yisr Malacha kicks in, so now that ushers in the time of Shechiva. Now, the fact that for practical reasons people don't actualize it until a little later, but conceptually, this Zman of Shechiva, it really emerges right at Shkia on Friday night. So the question is like when you're, so to speak, preempting the Zman Shechiva into the Zman of Malacha, you know, because of Shabbos, does the Zman Shechiva begin when conceptually the Malacha stops? And therefore, then that ushers in the Zman Shechiva? Or you say no, is that conceptually is very nice, but since conceptually, intrinsically, this is really Zman of Malacha, so the whole preemption is because of the fact that the Zman Shechiva comes earlier. So then you have to wait until the Zman Shechiva is actualized. It's not sufficient just because conceptually the Malacha is stopped, because you're trying to really take it out of its ordinary character, Zman Malacha, and say Shechiva, so you need the actualized Shechiva. It's not sufficient just for it to be conceptually, lend itself to Shechiva, because there's a Malacha. Okay, so there's one last sheet, though, which maybe we'll do here. We didn't do the Gemara yet, but the Gemara basically says this. So there's machlokes, is that what Rabbi Meir said, that it goes by, I think it was Rabbi Yeshua said when the time of the Kohanim become Tahar to eat Truma, which that says. Rabbi Meir says it's when time that the Kohanim become Tovel, they go in the Mikvah, right, to eat their Truma. And they go in the Mikvah, that's before Ben Ashmashos, okay? That's right before Ben Hashmashos. That's what Rashi says. That's the time, a little bit before Ben Hashmashos, that's when they're supposed to go on the Mikvah. Ben Hashmashos is the time which is a Suffolk, Yom or Laila.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's me a question. That's his question. So that's his, right? So that they do, so it's be Ben Hashmashos, right? Ben Hashmashos. Right? The time where they go on the Mikvah. So that's what he asks. He says, Rabbi Yehuda said back to him, he says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Velokon Mil Yomim Tovim. But they do that during the day. So how could it be that's a Zman Shechiva? That's crazy. That can't be a Zman Shechiva. How is that going to be a Zman Shechiva? Right? So the Gemara asks, it says, how's Rami going to respond? Okay? How's Rami going to respond? So basically it says is that there's two different, there's a machlokes about what Ben Hashmashos says. So one position is it's like about 9 minutes before it says. Okay? Before it says. So therefore, that's what Rami Yehuda holds. And therefore he says, 9 minutes before it says, but that's still light out. Still day, 9 minutes before it says. Okay? The other position is Rabbi Yossi, who holds that it's an instant. It's keherifying. It's like the blink of an eye before it says. That's what Ben Hashmashos is. Ben Hashmashos, according to Rabbi Yossi, is an instantaneous moment. Okay? And therefore, before Ben Hashmashos means like a moment before it says. Samach that says. Right, so therefore, he says. So if you look just the very last two lines of Rashi on Amud Beis, basically it's v'chi tovel mekamehachi, and when you be tovel before then, because you have to be tovel before the Ben Hashmashos, so you're done by it, right? Done by Ben Hashmashos. Samoch chashecha, it's close to dark. It's Zman Shechiva Karina Bein, you could call it Zman Shechiva. Okay, so it's sufficient if it's close to dark. Okay, close to Ben Hashmashos. Okay, namely the time when they go in the Mikvah. They go in the Mikvah close to Shkia, close to the Bein Hashmashos, and close to Bein Hashmashos, according to Yossi, is an instant. So therefore, it's right before Beit Tzeis, so that's enough. But if you would have held Bein Hashmashos as 9 minutes, then that would have been too much. Then you can't say Tzamach, that's not Tzamach, that's 9 minutes before. But the point is, Rameir's position is that he kind of is going with the Tzeis position, but he's saying is that it has to be, it could even be a little bit before Tzeis. Like, if you look on the time chart and it says, Tzeis HaChavim is 8:30, and you say, oh, it's 8:28, can I do it? whatever, according to him, he's saying 80 code, I guess. 2 minutes. I don't know exactly the amount of time, but it's approximate. But the question is, what's the svara? What's the machlokas? You know? What's that machlokas? What's his point? I mean, close? Close to, usually close doesn't work in halacha, you know? So maybe just one point is that he's saying is that, and this kind of gets to something you were talking about before, is that when we say tseis, he agrees with the tseis guy, okay? Because tseis means it's a time of shchiva, and it goes by the normal universal person. Most people, basically, malacha goes until tseis, and then afterwards it's time of shchiva. But it's not the same thing as tseis in the rest of the Torah. Because in the rest of the Torah, you have a technical definition of night. When does night begin? When does night end? Okay, and then when does day end? The night begin, and that's tseis. So mitzvos, which are at night, it goes by tseis. Okay, it goes by tseis. That's nighttime. But that's a technical definition of tseis, and it's to the moment. When does that third star come out? Okay, it's a precise, exact definition, and that's it, period. But this is Zman Shchiva. Zman Shchiva is the time where man goes to bed, goes to sleep. Man goes to private, goes to his personal sphere. Now that's a functional idea based upon properties of light and dark. Okay, it's a functional idea. It's not a technical, precise, halachic shir. It's an idea of a human time period of Zman Shchiva. Now, basically, what's the difference in light between tseis and a minute before tseis? Nothing, really. Essentially, it's the same thing. Qualitatively, it's the same thing. Now, technically, yeah, there's a third star out there. But in terms of man's functioning, it's the same thing. Okay? It's the same thing. So he says, I agree with you, it goes by tseis, but don't be a stickler on tseis. Okay? Tseis means the qualitative idea of tseis. Samach Chashecha is also fine. That's Zman Shchiva. Okay? But since it's Zman Shchiva, he holds it doesn't go by the precise Shir. The Shir is a looser kind of a definition. Whereas the others learn, no, that Tseis is that it's based on the idea of Zman Shchiva is based on the absence of light, and therefore, halachically, you have to say when is halacha defined? It's the absence of light, It's Tseis Chavim, so there's an exact Shir. Which is like if the definition of Zman Shchiva takes on a halachic, a strict tsura and based on light and dark, there's an idea of light and dark, and Zman Shchiva is based on dark, so dark has a precise definition on halacha. We already have a precise definition, so Krebs hold of that. We say since the nature of the thing is Zman Shchiva, it's by its nature, it's a looser thing. Now, it's possible. Okay, that's a good svar, but I'm not sure. Because he does make a point, it's like the time when the Kohanim go on the mikvah. Like, why does that do with the time the Kohanim go on the mikvah? Just say it a little bit before say, so why is it say time going on the mikvah? So you could say he's just responding to the other guy, because the other guy says the time when the Kohanim eat are tahar, and he said that because, remember the other thing from yesterday, because he wants to side point, tell you when they go on the mikvah. So it could be he's responding, oh no, it's not when they could eat their tshumah, it's even when they go on the mikvah. But you could say is like, whoever heard of a halachic thing of samach? You know, but since vis-a-vis Kohanim, there is a halachic recognition of Samach, because that's when they're supposed to go in the mikvah, Samach to Benesh Mashos, close to Benesh Mashos. So therefore, Samach is a halachic phenomenon. And since Samach is a halachic phenomenon, therefore the Zman Shchiva is going to go by that. It's not going to go by Tseis, technically. But like, if there were no reality halachically to Samach, perhaps he wouldn't go with Tseis. You know? It's because that's why it could be relies on the fact that Kohanim go on the mikvah. There's a time, there's samach. Since there's such a phenomenon of samach, therefore that's halachically recognized, and that's what's used here. You know what I mean? I'm not sure if you need that, or you say no, it doesn't matter if there's a halachic thing. It's based on Rashi. I mean, you have to know, it's, I'm not sure. It could be Rashi's. Rashi says, it's like, there's a different Rashi who says that they go in samach to the thing. That's the Zman of Tefillah. Actually, the Zman of Tefillah. But he references the Gemara in Lamed Hay and Shabbos. I looked there, I couldn't exactly find where it said that. So, I don't know, I'm a civic about that. But essentially, you know, it's kind of, they're close in the idea. Okay, so what's interesting is, so that's basically all she does. What's amazing here is how involved, or how much, I mean, you think about the Zman of Shchiva, I mean, I don't know, you know, no one really thought much about Zman HaShchiva, but, you know, you realize from the Sugya, it brings out a whole way to approach Zman HaShchiva, and they're all legitimate different ways of thinking about night, day, resting, sleeping, you know? So it's kind of interesting how many different possibilities you have, but there are kind of natural different distinctions, you know? And you get, like, insight into defining the man's stages, and, you know, based upon the Sugya, you know, you wouldn't otherwise get. Yeah. Yeah, it's also interesting is how, I mean, I think the way that we got here is basically, is at first it's a very overwhelming machlokas, because none of the sheet doesn't make any sense, really. It's hard to see how anything has anything to do with anything. You know, I think the root is in small steps. I mean, the first step, the Banash Mashal step, I mean, the first step, the Tzitzchavim step, was the pointed at the malacha, and, you know, the Gemara points to that, and to make a little bit of a step. The other ones, in a certain sense, are permutations on that. I mean, you have to follow the good steps, but I feel like once you get the basic framework from yesterday's step, the step out says, it's kind of spinning off of that one thing, you know? So at first it's five Hashitas, how am I going to possibly do it, and none of them make any sense. You know, sometimes you got to start slow and start small. Start at the first one, which kind of is not such a big leap, and then you're kind of following good methodology and questions and answers, you kind of led to these definitions, you know? But you could just give up before you even start because it just looks too hard. It's a five-way machlokas, none of which seem to really be that understandable.